Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Kayla Wilson is special in a very special freshman class. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heel superstar is not only a spectacular talent, but he is serving a role that very few UNC players have taken on in their first year of college basketball. Not only has he scored double figures in his first 20 games at Carolina, he has had 20 points or more in 14 of those games, tying Tyler Hansbrough as a freshman in 2005-06, and that record may be broken at Georgia Tech Saturday afternoon. It is impossible to compare the best Tar Heels because they have achieved their greatness in so many different ways. It wasn't until halfway through Hansbrough's rookie year that we began to realize just how great he would be for the 2009 national champions. That was validated in his first of four straight wins at Cameron Indoor Stadium by ruining senior night for Blue Devils All-American J.J. Redick. In the 83-76 shocker, Hansbrough had 27 points and 10 rebounds compared to Redick's 18 points and 2 of 10 shooting from outside, his specialty. As his four-time All-ACC career grew, Tyler always let his actions on the court speak for themselves. Wilson is one of 9 new players this season, and his breathtaking maneuvers are often followed by that stunning smile, gestures to fans, and lately becoming a leader in the locker room. We should absorb all of his Caleb actions because he is one and done, listed in the projected top 4 of the next NBA draft, and no longer have him for his inactive part as Carolina basketball family, since his star shines brighter. The first true freshman superstar at UNC was Phil Ford in 1974-75, 2 years after freshmen were deemed eligible for varsity basketball and football. In the 4 years that fabulous Phil stayed around, his shooting, dribbling, and passing, especially in the middle of the pre-shot clock four corners, made his electric personality on court and made him as popular as any Tar Heel. By decades, James Worthy was the first player picked in the 1982 NBA draft, followed by Michael Jordan in the third pick of 1984, staying 3 years to engrave their championship legends. Same for two-year All-Americans Jerry Stackhouse, Rasheed Wallace, then three-year Tar Heels Vince Carter and Antoine Jameson, all following Eric Montross, George Lynch, the 1993 NCAA champs, with no one leaving early. The best players like Joseph Forte in 2001 stayed 2 years, then Felton May McCants hung on for 3 to win Roy Williams' first national championship. And one-and-dones like Marvin Williams, Brandon Wright, Tony Bradley, Kobe White, and Cole Anthony, plus many transfer portal players, have made the family turnover annually. No question that the ultimate goal for thousands of college athletes is to find fame and fortune as pros. So we gratefully show appreciation for what we have in Wilson, who is one of the 10 freshmen projected to be drafted first. This is our Chansky. See ya.